Hello and welcome to the Out of Ink podcast with myself, Bea Baranoska and Molly Lemon. This is a podcast where two anxious creatives talk openly and honestly about life as an artist.
So, this week's podcast is sponsored by BeaBaranoska.com.
Sorry, what? What's happening?
Molly
didn't prep me on this.
No, I've prepped it. I've written down what I need to do for this sponsor. It's a very important sponsor.
Is it?
Yeah, because BeaBaranoska.com has been closed for a while.
It has.
Due to birth and subsequent things. No, that was terrible. I shouldn't be paid for this. Anyway, bring nature into your home.
This is
with
I'm
a wide
cringing
selection
so much
of homewares and prints. Brand new is the Foraging Collection, which includes a 2024 calendar, a lovely, beautifully designed tea towel, and a pin badge.
I delivered Molly's calendar to her on Saturday.
Stop trying to ruin my.
Sorry, I'll be quiet.
Free delivery on all orders in the UK over £25. You must shop there and support BeaBaranoska.com. Now.
Oh, that was.
Did you like that?
It was nice. Yeah, it was really cringy. I'm bright
red. Yeah, you didn't
now.
Like that, did you?
No, not.
Well,
not really.
The thing is, we said we might do a whole episode about it. I thought it could be a bit much.
It could be a bit much.
Let's just. Start
it's not
it
just
off.
The Bee Show. Molly's also just launched a lovely advent calendar.
No. We can't have two sponsors in one week.
I already
talked to Bea Baranoska, and she said just me, please.
Is she? How much is she paying you for this sponsorship?
I can't
divulge. Fair. No. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been exciting to open my shop. It's been terrifying. It's been anxiety inducing.
Mm-hmm.
And did think everyone probably would forget about me in that time. And Etsy hates me now because
oh dear.
Well, because Etsy, the algorithm of Etsy basically works by you sell things and you get slowly bumped up the algorithm.
Yeah.
So when you don't sell anything for 7 months, you drop right to the bottom, and it's quite depressing.
But you're back, and you turned up, and that's really the main thing.
Thanks,
and then
yeah.
Everything else
A for
from
effort.
There, everything else is gravy.
Oh, this is what Molly messaged me, and she was like, "I've done my podcast prep. I've got some segments. Was that one of the segments?
That's one of the segments. Yeah. The next segment
Fun.
Is after the topic. Don't worry, I'm going to spread them out.
Mm.
Next one's even more exciting, so stay tuned. we actually have... Are we going to do our own actual sponsor? Not that that one wasn't legit, but we have this.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
We're going to do that now.
I should be wearing mine. I feel like a fraud. I'm going to get one. Bear with.
Okay, Bea's just going to go and pretend she supports us. Get out the packet.
You put this. This is all part of the audio here. This podcast is also sponsored by the Forever Cold, which me and Molly have both had for weeks.
Oh my god, 2 weeks today! What a little lovely little
it's
cold
like,
birthday.
We don't feel that anymore, but the nasalness and the snottiness will not go away,
which is not ideal for a podcast. Okay, so this advert is sponsored by Out of Ink. We have merch. We have more merch.
Oh my goodness. And it is so exciting. It is. I know we've only made one merch thing before, but this is my favourite by far.
Yeah, this is stunning.
It's so premium. You're not going to want to ever take it off.
No, I haven't. I wore mine to the post office today. I wanted everyone to know exactly who I am.
Did you get any people, like, looking at it?
No. I mean, since COVID, you never get near enough to anyone, do you? Actually, someone was stood so close up behind me today. It really annoyed me, and I had a big drop and go bag, so I rotated myself and hit him. I just thought, go away. Just because COVID is over doesn't mean I need you breathing down my back.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, sorry. So... the amazing new merch.
Yes.
What Bea has made.
No, we collectively have made our first ever enamel pin badge. And it is gold and shiny and premium. And on it, on top of our special Out of Ink logo squiggle, you know it, if you're a big enough fan, you know what I'm talking about. It says, Anxious Artist.
I love it so much. And on the back it says out of ink, in case you forgot where you got it from.
Yeah.
So basically, we love it. We are releasing it today. If you're listening to it on day of release, it will be on Bees Shop, which we just did an advert for. How perfect. You know exactly how to get there. BeeBaronOscar.com. You head there. It will be obvious where it is. You're going to put it front and centre, right?
I am. It'll be on the home page. I'll delete all my work and just be like, here it is, guys.
If not, search Out of Ink in the search
thing. I'll pop it. And if you're listening to this months down the line, I mean, we'll probably have sold out because they're that great.
Oh, yeah, but of course.
But if you are listening to this months down the line, look in the enamel pin badge section. It'll be in there.
And we, basically, this podcast, we're not so good at generating income from it, if we're totally honest. This is a voluntary thing.
Again, I reckon that stems from the fact that the person responsible for finding sponsors has had 7 months off.
Well, you know, it's fine. You did the pin, it's all good. But basically, it costs us every month to just keep these podcasts on platforms where you listen to them. Mm. We don't pay ourselves. So these pin badges are priced slightly more than, say, Bees other pin badges, but that money is going back into the podcast, back into us for our time as well.
And this is very unique. You're not going to find this anywhere else.
No, that's true. And also, if you've got something from the podcast, you know, we've given you some advice that's helped your business, we've kept you company. If you feel like you have a spare, you know,
And also we'd just like to also add, even if you don't think that you're an anxious artist, the badge is still for you, because it's just, you're just supporting us. You're supporting,
we'll give it to another anxious artist.
Yeah, but you're supporting other anxious artists by wearing it proudly. So
what, like some kind of like, I'm here and I support anxious artists?
Yeah, you know,
solidarity.
Just thinking, like, I know, I'm aware not all of our listeners are artists, not all of our listeners are anxious, and we don't want to discriminate against people who want to support us and buy our wonderful merch.
That is true. And also, if you're really struggling at the moment, like many people are, don't feel like you have to purchase it, because I just wanted to put that out there. If you enjoy the podcast, you can keep enjoying it. You don't have to buy our merch. But if you could leave us a review, that is free. We have not had a review on Apple, a written one, in like a year or something crazy. And it makes us look a bit unloved.
And we have so many lovely ones before that. So yeah, we just need some recent ones. Yeah. Also, that we'll stop talking about the badge after this, but this is coming out end of October. So, you know, starting to think about Christmas gifts. This is a perfect, filler. Yes, you read my mind.
Although it won't feel much of a stocking because it is quite small.
A modest stocking, Molly. We don't all have enormous, enormous stockings, okay? It's a great stocking filler. You could put it in your stocking this year, or someone else's stocking this year.
Yeah, don't put it in your own stocking. What, who do you think you are? You can't do that. Anyway, let this help. You know, we've done eight minutes of sponsors so far. Great. So let's move on.
Great.
Sorry
okay.
about that.
This week's Anxiety Girl is exciting because there's no winner. Me and Molly, well, there is a winner, technically.
You won it.
Yeah, but when we were pitching ideas,
yeah,
we came up with the exact same thing. So really, we're both winners this week, which is lovely.
That is true. I still think you said it first and I regurgitated it, but who knows?
Either way, we must have both liked it because...
But I think we've done this before.
Oh.
I think, like, last October, October 4, we did this anxiety scale, but I just thought someone would have messaged, I mean, like, you've done that before. And now I'm paranoid, people are going to be like, you said something different last time.
I don't think we've done it before, but, you know, if we have, sorry. So, the choices were Autumn or Instagram, and Autumn has come out tops.
I think we should do Instagram another time, though. I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because each time we're having to come up with two, and then we discard one.
I know.
We've got loads of discarded ones. We need to put them back in the hat.
I was thinking maybe we should do it where we do the one that doesn't win the week after.
No, because then what's the point in voting?
Well, yeah. We'll just put, yeah, you're right. We'll just put them back in circulation.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you should go first and you should talk us through your autumn anxiety scale. Yes, really.
Okay, so my least anxious day, my favourite thing about autumn, it's pretty obvious. I feel a bit lame for saying this, but it's the autumnal colours.
Lovely.
I love walking around a woodland as the leaves are going orange, which at the end of this month, it will be peak, I think. Beautiful. just love it. It's like, I don't know, it changes so fast and it just, everything looks so different, and I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And my least favourite thing about autumn are trick-or-treaters. Because I dislike children as it is, but when they dress up in scary outfits, I'm like, can you please get away from my house?
When Maxie is old enough for this, we're coming around to your house.
Oh, no, it'd be fine with Maxie. He doesn't scare me, but like, honestly, when I see children in the street, I go straight back to school in my head and I'm like, they're going to push me in a bush. Like, they're going to come at me.
Horrible.
Like, 2 or 3 years ago, I was walking down this path, walking Winnie here in my town, and this girl said to me, she was with 2 other girls, and she said, do you live alone? And I was like terrified of, and I was so scared, and I was,
how old was she?
How old was she? Oh, maybe like 16.
Oh, that is scary.
It was so, but I'm scared of all children. They're terrifying. I mean, they dress up as scary things. It's like my worst nightmare. And why would you come to my house like that? I haven't even put a pumpkin out.
Molly scared me the other day. She came round to my house and the baby was asleep and we were all eating dinner and Molly went, is your front door closed because somebody could come in and steal the baby? I went, no, my front door. I basically...
As in, it was closed, but not locked.
Oh, it was closed.
Don't tell everyone you don't lock your door.
I didn't. You did.
You just brought it up.
No, but I usually lock the door.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, she terrified me because, you
know. I just thought, imagine if someone walked in and came and got the baby. Like, I could not have a child because I literally can't cope. I can't.
But I live on quite a public street. Like, people, someone can't stealthily sneak a baby out of the house like that, I don't think.
Well, I'm sorry, but I honestly, I couldn't have a child because I just couldn't cope. I can't cope with being around your child because I get so scared.
Well, you made
not
me,
of him.
You made me paranoid, and now I will just have to OCD check the door every evening.
So you should.
Right, what are you on your anxiety scale today?
I'm Gilmore Girls.
I started watching that last night, and I watched episode 1 in the bath, and I just felt so at peace with life. Yeah. It was great. Oh, I'd be really disappointed if this is anything other lower than an 8.
It's a 7, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I started watching it last week. I love it. It's so nostalgic, I find it slightly difficult because it's too nostalgic because it makes me think I'm dying. So basically, when I first started watching it, I was about 15, 16. I was Rory's age. That is the daughter in it.
Wow, okay.
And now I'm 2 years off being her mum's age. And I feel like every time I watch it, I'm like, I am dying. I am not even slowly dying. I'm quickly dying. And I also hate when they fall out in like series 3 or something.
That is
like
horrible.
A whole series. Yeah. And then I feel depressed. So I normally stop, but just before that. I don't know. Like, I love it. And I love how long it is. You could watch it normally between autumn and New Year.
Yeah, it's good.
But it reminds me of my immortality.
Oh, I hate when she breaks up with that lovely teacher. What's his name?
Max Medina.
Yeah, how did I forget his name? Ridiculous. I hate when she breaks up with him because he's so lovely.
I know, he is lovely.
Oh, it's sad times.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it loses points because it makes me feel like I might die.
Yeah, okay.
Or like I am dying because I am.
Time.
And I remember that every time I watch an episode.
Oh, the passing of time and the absence of youth.
Yep, that is Gilmore Girls.
Right, great. I enjoyed that anxiety scale.
What's yours?
I found it really hard to put something at number 10 because autumn is my favourite season. Difficult for me to find any negatives in autumn, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, most people are like, oh, I hate it when the clocks go back. I hate it when evenings are dark, when mornings are dark. I'm here for that. I absolutely...
Oh, I hate dark mornings. They make me feel so depressed, like I can't cope with life.
I love a dark
Don't
morning.
Do you hate a shower in the dark with the light on? That makes me... Oh, I hate it.
Okay, well, I've become nocturnal now, and I'm up in the night a lot, so...
That's so true.
I'm just so used to it. Anyway, that's not on the design scale. I just mean, you know, most people would probably say that was a negative of autumn. I enjoy it. So for number 10, I've put pumpkins. Love pumpkins. I love going pumpkin picking. I love pumpkin carving. I love pumpkin soup.
You should start growing them next year, you know. I feel like you'd peak... Yeah. Your life would peak at growing your own pumpkin.
I feel like you need a really big space if you're going to make a big enough, exciting enough pumpkin. But definitely when Maxie's old enough, I'd like to do that. I'd like us to grow our own so he could pick his own.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, and then number one is... September is autumn, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, number one is the 2 weeks in September known as spider season, where all the absolutely mega spiders come out from wherever they've been hiding for the rest of the year, and they're all over your house trying to find other big spiders to have babies with, and it's horrible.
I'd never noticed it being like an actual thing until you mentioned it to me again this year, and I was like, my God, there are loads of spiders. But I don't mind them, so I don't notice it because they don't I don't register them in my mind.
I believe it's the first two weeks of September, and then by October, they're all gone, which is lovely.
Where are you today?
I really am quite anxious at the moment, to be honest. But I can't really find many other negatives with autumn. So I've put crumbles here.
Okay.
Can you guess what number it is?
A four.
Yeah, it's a four. I actually really like crumble, but if I'm going to choose between a nice selection of desserts, crumble's the last one I'd choose.
Oh, totally. That or like a fruit tart.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's so cliche, like, oh, it's autumn, let's just make crumbles all the time. No. There's other nice desserts
chocolate,
to be picked
anything
up.
Chocolate. I love it.
So, yeah. Sorry, crumble.
This month, is we keep saying week all the time because we still, like, in our heads are doing it weekly. It feels like we do it weekly, but it is monthly.
It's just time. It's the passing of time and the absence of youth.
Of time. this week's topic is sales, such as... I just realised I was meant to do a bit of Googling before we started, and now I feel unprepared.
What were you going to Google? When we say sales...
When Black Friday is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we say sales, we mean... Black Friday, January sales, discounts, not just general selling of work.
Yeah.
Which when you pitched the idea to me, I was like, that's really vague.
It's because you'd missed the voice note above that had explained it.
Yeah, it's true. And I thought, I was going to just say yes anyway, because I just trust Molly's judgment in everything. But I was like, wow, that is a broad topic. She's Googling when Black Friday is, I reckon.
No, Small Business Saturday and Black Friday. I feel like, you know, when you have a podcast and people listening as if you know what you're talking about, we do not know what we're talking about. So then I feel like now I need to know more about Black Friday, but maybe let's just avoid...
We have said that many times, that we are not experts in anything. We're just giving you our advice, and you can take it or leave it.
And also, after every episode, I'm like, should have said that, I don't believe that. and now they're all on the internet forever, and I feel like that isn't me. That's past me, and past me didn't know anything.
Some of our earlier podcasts are particularly cringy to me now. I listen to those, and sometimes I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, and also because, like, I'm in a better mental space than I was for the first 2 years of doing this podcast. Mm. So I feel like I was way more like manic then, and like, I don't know, just like an anxious heap where you're not thinking properly because you're just in fight or flight. Mm. And now, like, I'm with this clear head, I'm like, yeah, what the hell was I saying?
Speaking of, is it your last ever therapy session today?
It's been my last ever therapy session multiple times, and I always go back.
It does feel that way. But I feel like you're ready.
Therapy. I need to go to therapy to sort out my addiction to therapy. It's a really expensive addiction to have, you know.
That is an expensive addiction. I feel like you're ready, but it's the unknown of, you know, that being taken away.
Well, also last week we were meant to be doing like the session to like end all sessions, and then I turned up in a complete state, and he was like, "Are you okay?" And we were trying to go through it, and he was like, no, this is not it. You're not okay right now. We need to postpone.
Oh, so today's the session of all sessions.
Maybe. Oh. But as I said, who knows?
Who knows? Right, shall we start on some questions?
Yes.
Question number one, what are decisive factors in putting a selection of products on sale?
It was such a, like, a well-formulated question with the decisive factors, really. Felt like in my morning brain it was too much words.
I think when I'm deciding to put certain things on sale and not everything, yeah. I think that's what this is asking. Instead of having like a general 10% off, it's saying, yeah, how do you decide if you put some things on sale? Okay, so I can give you an example because I did this last week. I went through my Etsy shop and I looked at stock that, I'll be honest, hasn't sold very well, and I've been have lying around for a while, or that I made a really long time ago that I'm like, I'm probably not going to reproduce that. So for example, just one thing here is I have a llama enamel pin badge, nowhere near as good as our enamel pin badge. And it was one of the first ones I made, and it wasn't that popular. I mean, I have sold them, but anyway, I've still got some left, and I don't plan to remake it because I don't like it. So I discounted that in my Etsy shop because I thought I just need to clear the stock I have left to make room for new things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of where you might put certain things on sale and not others.
Yeah, I think that's how I'd do it. If I've got something that's not selling, I would put it on sale. But for me, I haven't read the question, so I don't know if I'm going into something else here, but I'll do it anyway. Like, if I have a print that's not selling that well and I have a lot of it, I would reduce the price but not put it on sale. Because I wouldn't want to devalue it or the other prints. So if I'm like, oh, maybe I priced that one a little bit high, it never really took off, I've got a lot of stock, I'll reduce it by a few quid, but I won't put it on sale because it's staying down forever. I'm not putting it back. So I will literally just reduce it.
That's interesting. I also did that last week because it's really depressing. But last year I made these moth oven gloves that in my head were like,
lovely.
Yeah, they were like the nicest oven gloves I'd ever made. I loved them, but I can't explain
why. Are they the ones I have? Which ones do I have?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's really odd because I made those because the pattern that they're made with is one of my best-selling wrapping papers. So I thought, clearly people like the design.
It is beautiful.
But honestly, I've hardly sold any of them. Really? And it made me think, in my head, it made me question the fact that maybe my oven gloves were all priced too high. So I dropped the price from my oven gloves from £25 to £23. So I did that last week. So that's what you're saying. I did it for all of them because they're such a bulky product I have quite a lot of them left and they're in the attic. And I just think, maybe these are too expensive and that's why people aren't buying them.
That kind of thing, like, it doesn't, just because something's going down, I wouldn't necessarily have like a big thing that said sale because I do worry about it devaluing it, that product and the ones around it.
Yeah.
So to actually just drop the price and keep it there, if you know you're going to keep it at that price, why not just drop the price?
That was our second question. Do you ever price old work lower than the cost to move it? So yes,
that's why I should read ahead.
That's fine. I just wanted to read it out to vocalise the fact that we have answered that.
Just because it is a worry about, you know, if you have too many things on sale, what does that look like to your customer? If it's just generally on sale, does that make it look like you can't shift your work because it's no good? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, I couldn't really do that for, say, a print. Because all of my prints are digital prints, they're all the same price. So if I was to reduce one of the prints, and because your print prices vary anyway, I think it would be really obvious and someone would go, and why is that less than all the others? So I don't think I could decrease the price.
And also, you print to order, don't you? So it's not like you've got stacks there that you need to, like, if something's really not selling, you can just remove it. You haven't lost anything.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this person is asking, what's the best way to promote a sale? Instagram?
Yeah, and also if you put something on sale on Etsy, does it not like you for that? Does it not boost you?
Etsy tries to push you for sales at a certain point of the year. So for example, I got an email the other day saying, if you join our autumn winter sale, which I guess they're timing in with Black Friday, and you have to offer over 25%, which is big cut for a small business.
Yeah.
But that's their terms and conditions. And if you do that, then they say they will possibly feature you or put you in their big sale section.
Wait, what's that for? Black Friday?
It's called, they said it was an autumn winter sale, but yeah, I think they're timing it with Black Friday. Yeah, because even if I wanted to join in with Black Friday, 25% is huge. Yeah. I'd probably only go to 10-15%.
I can't believe that they're like basically forcing small businesses to join in with that kind of thing. I think that's really wrong.
They're not forcing you, as in you can choose not to do it.
But they are, because they're saying we'll feature you if you do. So it's, and everyone's desperate for sales. So what, they kind of are.
Well, that's the same as how they have this thing now, which is if you offer free shipping to America over $35, then they say you get prime placement there. But like, we both know how expensive shipping is to America.
I spent £20 sending one parcel to America today.
Yeah, and £35 is nothing really. So giving free postage on an order that small, you're probably going to pay. I know.
I actually can't cope with Etsy. I'm sorry, Etsy, that you're not even listening. But I hate the way they treat their sellers. I've just reopened my Etsy shop actually. But anyway, so yeah, I hate that. I honestly, I think this is another question if I remember rightly. But I would not reduce things by 25%. It shows your customer that you can afford to because you're making so much profit the rest of the year, which is not a great vibe to throw around. I would only reduce something that much if it was a second. So if it was damaged, then I might. But there's no way I'd reduce it by that much for like a Black Friday type of vibe.
Also, seeing as we've mentioned seconds, like things that aren't perfect, have defects or whatever, which you get a lot of if you're a printmaker, but also like enamel pins, things like that, things that sometimes arrive and aren't perfect or are made and not perfect. There's Super Seconds Festival, which I think is in May and October. And it's like, I think you can apply, and then if you're selected, you're on the website, and it's like a really good event with really good discounts, but it's products that are not perfect. So it's a little bit different to like a normal sale.
Yeah. Also, this hasn't been asked as a question, so I think we should just mention it here. But like me and Molly both do this, but I think a good way, it's not a sale, but it's a good way to like sort of reward your loyal customers is to maybe give them a discount code in their newsletter. And then, you know, you're rewarding people who for signing up to your newsletter, giving them money off a new collection or whatever, and they can use that. But you're also not, it's not too high a percentage. It's for a certain amount of time, isn't it? So like when I do that, I say, okay, this will expire, you know, in 4 days or something.
Yeah. I think that's so much more valuable to support your loyal customers that buy from the off, give them 10% off or 5% or whatever you want to give them. Not loads, because that wouldn't be a bit ridiculous. But say thank you for being here from the moment I release it, supporting me, you know, as soon as I need you to, rather than waiting and waiting and waiting for when I might have a sale and then buying. Because it's way more valuable to have a customer that's going to support you from the very beginning of, you know, a product launch.
I've seen some sellers on Instagram do like 50% off sales, and I think, how are you offering that?
No, because I like making, I don't make, if I look at my tax return at the end of the year, I do not make 50% profit. So if I gave 50% off, I'd be making a loss.
Yeah.
And that's not saying like I don't make 50% on my prints. That's saying my costs in general, all my costs I have as running my business, I make less than 50%. So if I offered 50% off an item, in the overall scheme of things, I would be making a loss.
Yeah, because the cost of products and materials and things just keeps going up.
And your time, like it still takes the same amount of time to package an order, whether it's on sale or not. And like the packaging and the postal costs, I honestly don't ever feel pressured to offer huge discounts.
I had to put my postage up on Etsy, and also they gave me a little warning, being like, warning, you're raising domestic postage costs by...
It's like, have you not seen Royal Mail right now?
I know.
Like, the amount of it has gone up is crazy.
If I don't raise those costs, that money just comes out of my already quite small profit, so...
Yeah.
Business running, who'd do it?
So basically, I'd say like, okay, if you really wanted to do a sale on an item that wasn't selling, maybe up to 25%. I wouldn't personally go over that.
Yeah, I think I maybe have offered 25% on occasion, but yeah, you're right, I've never gone over that.
I think the thing is, if you want to, we've probably gone off piste on the question. Having a sale a lot of the time is about generating some income, getting cash flow going, and creating a little bit of excitement around your shop to kind of get things moving, which often does need to happen at points of the year.
For example, when I reopened my Etsy shop and my algorithm was nil, I put a sale on everything, 10% off or something, for the first week, because I thought that might help generate some orders and, as you say, push me up the algorithm. I don't actually know if it did, because honestly, it is so quiet on my Etsy shop, it's so depressing.
Yeah.
But I did that because I thought, well, I'm so out of the algorithms, this might convince some people to find me and purchase from me. I'd been closed for 7 months, so you know, I feel like that was necessary.
What I was gonna say is, you don't have to have a sale. So like in November, which is when a lot of people are going to be doing sales, and I think, why? That's when sales are better. Like, that's when you're selling things the most, because like, why not do it in like May, when it's crap and no one's buying anything?
So when is Black Friday?
Some point in November.
Hang on, let me Google it.
After Thanksgiving, isn't it? Anyway, so what I'm doing in November
Partly because it means I don't have to cut mounts, and that's quite a lot of work, and I'm normally quite busy in November. But I'm going to do a lucky dip. So I'm going to print a load of prints on handmade paper. I'm going to list them as, like, so you don't know what you're getting, relatively cheap, a certain amount of them to purchase, and then people can just purchase them, and they'll be like, oh, I don't know what I'm getting, it's quite exciting, I'm getting a bargain.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that, and it's got the same, like, excitement level as the sale, possibly more. I'm not devaluing my other work, but I'm getting sales through, it's affordable, it's near Christmas. Like, that's what I'm doing instead.
It's a good idea. So Black Friday this year is the 24th of November. I also want to say that even though Black Friday does have quite a bad reputation, there are ways to do it, to join in, but to do it in a slightly more ethical, sort of better way. A few years ago, I can't remember if this was last year or the year before, I did a sale. I did a Black Friday sale, or I didn't call it a Black Friday sale, but it was like at the same time of year. But I said that for every order that was placed, I would donate an item of food to a food bank. So it was like giving something back, which a lot, I see a lot of small businesses do that, so because they want to join in, but they don't want to sort of be seen as like a, you know, massive corporation just trying to shift stuff. And
but I think it's mad that, like, the small businesses feel bad for joining in and feel like they should do something like that, which is really nice. But then the big businesses are just, like, being so unethical about it. That's why I feel like that is nice if you're going to join in, but also separating yourself from it. Doing Small Business Saturday or just not joining in at all is also a really good option.
Yeah. And I like the raffle idea.
Well, yeah, like, it does exactly the same thing, really, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't bring down your other products. I do think if you have sales a lot, people then just wait for when you have a sale, and it's like a perpetual cycle of, they don't buy because it's not on sale, because they're waiting for a sale, you put it on sale, and then it just, like, perpetuates forever.
I've got quite a lot of old prints, because I know you said, I do print everything to demand now, but before I got my own printer, I outsourced them, and I've got so many sort of old prints lying in drawers that maybe I should do something.
Yeah,
like
you should do a lucky dip.
I've done it with cards before, which was really popular. Yeah. Where I just said, you're going to get 10 cards for £5. Yeah, and then you just get a bonus, like really cheap cards. You get to get rid of some old stock, but it's still like good stock.
Yeah.
And someone gets a bargain. Okay, let's go back to the questions. Oh, this isn't a question, it's more of a statement, but I'll read it.
Yeah.
I think sales are only good for massive companies. Small businesses have it hard enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because I do quite sometimes like doing a bit of Christmas shopping when the big companies are offer.
Oh, yeah, you totally get that. Oh, I don't really want to, like, I shouldn't really shop, but what have they got? Oh, that's a really good deal. And then it's like, I mean, it works. It's good marketing. That's why they keep doing it.
Yeah. I feel bad saying that, but yeah, I definitely kind of have a look at my favourite shops around Black Friday.
Yeah, and you get so many emails.
Oh, so many emails. That's the time of year where I tend to unsubscribe from loads of places. Because I think, why am I still on this mailing list?
And that's the other thing. If you're a small business trying to join in with Black Friday, that you're unlikely to be heard amongst all of the other marketing that's going on. So why put your hat in the ring? Why not do it just after Easter when things are always quiet and you can plan it for then? And then you're more likely to stand out. Like, it's a lot to compete with.
Right, there's one more question. We might have answered this, but anyway.
Mm.
Does running regular sales devalue your brand and cannibalise full price purchases?
Cannibalise? What does that mean? Like, eat? Eat itself?
I guess it just means, like, does it eat your full prices?
I'm going to Google that.
Just means,
like, I know what a cannibal is, but just, how do you...
I think it just means
we've got such clever listeners, haven't we?
It just means, like, it ruins, it devalues your other prices.
Cannibalise. Eat. Yeah, that was literally what it said. Of an animal, in brackets, of an animal, eat, in brackets, a member of the same species. So does your sale listings eat your other listings?
No, I know.
I think we've all got the gist.
Yeah. I know what they're trying to say.
I just thought you'd read it wrong.
No. Thanks for your faith in my reading, though.
Sorry. I think we had answered that.
I think if you do sell too much, then definitely, why would someone buy full price from you? Because they're just going to wait for your next sale. If you're doing a sale, like, every 2 weeks, then obviously no one's going to pay full price.
I think even doing a sale, like, 3 times a year is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know we kind of do it every time we send a newsletter, but it's different.
It's a very small percentage, but I mean, mine's 10%. What's yours?
Yeah, 10. It used to be 15, but I had to drop it to 10 when I realised it was absolutely terrible business. like, every time, like, you release a print, especially when they're limited edition, and then they basically all sell with 15% off, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think doing it too much is really harmful for your business, and, yeah... People, and also if you do it at the same time every year, your customers will come to know, you know, when to expect a sale. Like, you know, printed.com, where we get quite a lot of things printed.
Yeah, we wait for their sales,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, because they've always got a sale on. There's no way we'd pay full price. And I think that's really harmful to them.
For my calendar this year, I had to send it in such a rush because, like, they sent me an email being like, calendars, you know, X amount off for the next 3 days. I went, well, I'm not missing that.
Yeah. So, but you were going to order anyway.
Yeah, I was.
So, like, they shot themselves in the foot. They have, because they've always got a sale on.
Also, I don't know if you've ever used Vistaprint, but they literally always have a sale on.
But doesn't it just make you think they overcharge the rest of the time?
Yeah, it is odd.
Because you'll always get a discount on something, so why not just have better prices?
Yeah. I think sometimes you just feel like, even if there's a sale all the time, you just feel like you're getting a good deal when you buy something in the sale.
I guess the other thing is, with these big businesses, they've got really direct competition. They've got other people that print business cards. If they're selling a certain type of phone, there might be another shop selling the same phone. Like, what we're selling, individual art. Like, as artists, I obviously might be listening to this and own a gift shop and be selling things that are sold elsewhere. But, we no one sells what I sell. So who am I competing with?
Yeah, that's really true.
God, that was actually quite clever.
Well done, Molly. That was the quote of the episode, I think.
Well, we should end it there. Right, so we have an exciting new segment that I've come up with.
Whoa, I haven't even been prepped on this.
Okay, this took me 2.5 hours to prep.
Wow.
So we need to drag at least 2 minutes out of this, because otherwise I feel so devalued.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Me and B, we voice note a lot, don't we? And in September, there was a voice note B sent me, and it sounded a bit weird, like a bit echoey, and she was whispering, and she said, hang on, I'm just in the toilet, because I'm trying to voice note, but I don't want Adam to find me. And I thought, this is getting a bit much, isn't it? Because we voice note so much, and I think Adam was like, can you help me with whatever he was doing with Maxie? And you were like, no, I need to voice note Molly. But he wasn't going to take that as an excuse. So
I prioritise your voice notes, honestly, over a lot of stuff in my life. So that was probably, Adam was probably going, can you lay the table for dinner? And I was going, I'm going to hide in the toilet and voice note.
And then you were in the middle of a voice note and I heard the door open. He found you whispering to me in your downstairs loo. And I thought, we're really weird here. This is like quite abnormal. And then I wondered, in September, there's only 30 days. It's a shorter month. You were on holiday for a week. I was at a show for 5 days. You were then at a wedding for a few days. Like, there was a lot of times where we weren't really able to voice note. But I thought, I'll go through and I will add up all the voice notes and see how long we voice note each other for on an average month.
Okay, yeah. So this is a below average month.
This is below average. So, B, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
How many hours do you think send worth of voice notes every month? So do you want to do both of us together if you were to add it up?
Okay. I honestly reckon in a day, in a good day where we're really getting into it and we're really sending long voice notes, we might accumulate an hour. That's top, I reckon. So that's 30 hours a month so 60 hours.
60 hours. So for like 3 days.
No, that sounds ridiculous. I'm going to take it back.
3 full days.
No, hang on.
A month, you think we're just voice noting solid.
Want to retract my answer.
Yeah, I think I would.
So I'm coming up with how long I think we do it in a month.
Yeah, so I've gone through and I have manually typed out. Bless you. I have manually typed out. You know when our voice note says, you know, 43 seconds. I have gone through and I have typed out every single... Hang on, Beast just having a sneezing fit. I will edit that out because no one needs to hear that. But I'll wait for you to recover.
I need another tissue.
Well, All our voice notes, she's gone. Honestly, all our voice notes for the last 2 weeks have just been us coughing, sneezing, sniffing. Hopefully we'll recover soon.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
You're like me with a loo roll. I had 3 packets of tissues, new, and I've used them all.
Right, okay. And it's your voice notes and my voice notes combined.
Yeah, just come up with a number.
20 hours.
You are exactly right.
Oh my God.
20 hours and 24 minutes.
That's mental. And that's a bad month as well.
That's a bad month. How many voice notes do you think we sent? If you add them together, as in how many individual voice notes do we send?
I think I send you, on average, 10 10 a day.
300.
So take off a few for like the days where we actually physically meet up and we're not voice noting. Yeah. So 250.
So times that by 2 if I do about the same. So 500.
Yeah.
The answer is 1,239 voice notes we sent in September.
Oh my God, that's so many voice notes.
That's on average, they're about a minute, I think. Is that right? Hang on, let's divide 1,000.
Well,
what did I say? 1,030.
I know.
No, 1,230.
I know you'll agree with me on this, but
I don't know how to do the maths. I think it's about a minute.
The longer the voice note, the more exciting it is. Sometimes if me and Molly have... So, for example, when I was on holiday or Molly was on holiday, and we'll catch each other up on, like, a whole week, sometimes I'll get, like, an 8-minute voice note from Molly. Yeah. And it just makes my day so much better. I love it.
I think the average... the longest voice note sent in September was 9 minutes and 9 seconds. But the average is, like, 20 seconds or something. It's so quick. And also, so who do you think... So one person sends more voice notes and longer voice notes than the other. Who do you think that is?
I think that's you.
It is. And I thought it was you. And now I feel really needy.
No. I just reckon it's because, if you think about my recent voice notes, they usually end with, meh! And me going, I have to go, the baby needs me. So, and you don't have that. You get to continue the train of thought. So that's why yours are longer.
I think it's because I stand there. I do it on a dog walk normally. And I go, Winnie, Winnie, and wait for Winnie to catch up before I continue.
Sometimes your voice notes do just, contain a lot of
but
me
listening. Do you know something? I sent 2 hours and 40 minutes more than you. I was talking to myself basically for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and that is so much more. I sent 11 hours and 32 minutes, and you sent 8 hours and 93 minutes.
I absolutely love this
segment. Oh no, 93 doesn't work.
I love this segment. When we first started this podcast, before we came up with the anxiety scale, one of my initial ideas, I mean, the anxiety scale is way better, but it was going to be voice note of the week.
Yeah, but they're too embarrassing.
They are way too embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we're crying.
Gosh, this is rather topical. I just got an email that says, Amazon Business epic deals start tomorrow. See, that Amazon Prime pushes so many, like, inverted commas here, like, big sales. And honestly, there's never been anything in, I don't know what products they include, because I've never benefited from that.
Well, know there's that thing where you can track, there's, like, a website, and you can put in the product you want. Say it's, like, a Panasonic TV.
Okay.
And it will tell you the price of that TV over the last 12 months. And you see they put it up in September, so that they can drop it further for autumn. So, like, in September, it's 25% more than it was in July.
Yeah.
And then when they drop it by 25% back down to July.
Anyway, sorry, I really enjoyed the voice note segment. So are you going to tell us each month how long our...
No way am I doing that again. I lost my mind doing that. My back was hurting by the end of it.
Oh, so it's not a new segment, it's just a one-off.
No, it's a one-off, because I haven't got the life... Honestly, I've had like the busiest week and I spent 2.5 hours doing that.
I can't believe it, but it was well worth it because that was very entertaining to know.
And I can't wait to tell Adam, because Adam keeps heckling B while she's voicemating, being like, why are you telling her that? That's so boring. And then I'm voicemating him, being like, Adam, can you stop interrupting B? I need to hear every detail of her life.
The other day I was telling Molly, it was honestly one of the most mundane stories.
No, I love it.
I was telling her about the different brands of nasal sprays, which one was preferable. And that was when Adam was just like, B, that is so boring. Why are you telling Molly that?
Oh my god, no wonder this one isn't working. I'm using Sinex Micromist.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's a bad one.
The expiry date was August 2019.
Oh, I'd recommend the Sinex. The, not Sinex, which is the one I told you to get.
Something I'm going to miss C. Well, good job they're not sponsoring the podcast. Mm. Anyway, are you not going to tell our listeners about Margot's story?
Yes, right. Okay.
Because we left you all hanging last month, and then I spoke to Bea on the weekend, and she was like, oh, I don't want to tell that. And no, I'm like, it's just, no, it is funny.
It is funny, but it happened quite a while ago. But I will just pretend that this is recent.
I feel like you need to stop eating, though, if you're...
Okay, yeah.
If you're
so, a few months ago, Margot was spayed. She dealt with being spayed very well, didn't have very many side effects. But the vet said, okay, she can't really go for very many walks, and she might get diarrhea. So we weren't really walking her, but we took her to a nice town in Devon, some nice shops, and we walked around, and we were with Adam's mum. Adam was walking Margot, and I was pushing the pram, and we got to this charity shop, and Adam was like, oh, Margot, you're being so slow, and she'd stopped, and he just thought she was sniffing something, so he pulled her through the door. Little did he know that she had stopped because she was doing a nasty diarrhea-y poo, and... because Adam hadn't seen that was happening and hadn't let her finish, he pulled Margot, mid-poo, into a charity shop, onto a carpet, where Margot just left a massive amount of diarrhea. And it was horrible. It was just awful. And I went up to the shopkeeper and I said, I'm so sorry, my dog has done this on your carpet. Like, can you give me some stuff and I'll clean it up? First of all, it was in my favour that it was an animal charity shop.
Yes. Yeah, animal lover.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, oh no, it's totally fine, I'll clean it up. So then I stood there while this lady got a washing up bucket and a sponge. She wasn't wearing gloves, okay, just to set the scene. And she got loads of diarrhea on the sponge, put it into the bucket, squeezed out the diarrhea, making all the water in the bucket just a diarrhea-y mess. And went back in each time to clean it up. And I was stood there watching, like, what is going on? Like, what is happening here?
We just stood up. You were just stood up watching.
I was, like, slightly browsing the shop, but also thinking, I need to leave.
You were browsing the shop? She was on her hands.
Well, see, it was so awkward. I thought, I probably need to spend money in here now. I need to compensate this. But, like, she just didn't seem to comprehend the fact that she just had her hands in loads of dog poo. Honestly, awful. And then we just left and we will never be able to return. And I'll never forgive Adam for just... I mean, when a dog stops and puts some resistance on the lead, with Margot particularly, that is because she's doing a wee or she's going to the toilet. Margot did not intentionally poo in that shop. She went, okay... I'm going to poo outside the shop.
And still Adam, not ideal.
Adam just escalated the problem. Yeah, not ideal, but poor...
That is horrible.
It reflects badly on Margot, the story, but it really is Adam's fault, I think, here.
But the thing is, the couple of podcasts ago, there was definitely a story. It was the August podcast where she peed in a shop. And I think, you know, you might have to put a nappy on her when you go shopping from now on, because she's got previous.
That was the shop with stupid AstroTurf fake grass.
It was.
And she sniffed that patch, and I think basically loads of dogs had gone in and weed there, so she went, I'll just need to add to this. You know how dogs do? They can't, they get FOMO. They're like, oh, other wee, I must contribute.
I think she should get an Asbo.
Anyway, yes, it was pretty horrible. And we left, and then Adam just felt so awful about the whole thing. But I recovered quite quickly and thought it was hilarious, to be honest.
I literally would have been so mortified.
Oh, poor Margot. Anyway, she's totally fine.
Not poor Margot. Poor that poor lady that was on her hands and knees scrubbing it up. It's awful.
Awful. Anyway.
Anyway.
There you go. Are you pleased now? The story's out.
I just felt bad because I'd promised it to people. So, and then I thought, after that voice note thing, There's no wonder we never have any fodder to say on the podcast when we've sent 20 hours of it in the month. Maybe we need to voice note a bit less so we actually have something to tell each other.
That's a sad suggestion. I don't like that suggestion.
Okay, well, maybe we should live a bit more on the edge and actually have more things to relay.
Okay.
You know, like do some skydiving. I can't think of what else would be living on the edge. Anyway, I think that's it. What a lovely, unrushed pod we had this week, because your child is at
Childminders.
What a revelation.
Which does actively mean that I'm having to pay to record this podcast. So you definitely need to buy the pin badge.
If you want a relaxed record, you need to buy a badge so that B can pay to send him to a childminder.
Only one pin badge sale would pay for this childminder's hour.
Yeah, so we just need, you know, some more hours.
Actually, no, that really undersells it, and maybe people won't buy. 50 badges needed to sell to pay for my child's childcare.
No, but also the badge is beautiful, so
it is very
I can't wait to put mine in the washing machine because I've forgotten to take
it
off.
Oh no, don't. But although I have to say it's so quality, it would survive.
Do you think? Yeah. I put my wireless headphones in the washing machine.
No, they won't survive.
They didn't. I don't have any anymore.
Have you set your new phone up yet?
No. Have you?
No.
No. Well, I got a new phone, which was my sister's old phone, 2 weeks ago today, and it's still the place I put it because I have not had a moment to think.
Also, setting up a new phone is awful. It's an awful task. Yeah.
And Bea's had hers for 4 days. 3 days? So you've got, you know, yours is better.
In my defence, I'm waiting for a phone case to be delivered because I paid a lot of money for that phone, and I drop my phone on average probably 15 times a day. Mm-hmm. Or it gets thrown across the room by the child 10 times a day, or Margot treads on it. So, like, I can't use it until I have a case on it.
I just realised we must send 25 voice notes a day.
Yeah, that crazy. That makes sense. But it's the highlight of my life, to be honest, so.
Yeah. It's our own little podcast to each other.
It is. You could make a podcast out of those voice notes, and it would be awful, but you could.
No. Because it's all our inner thoughts, there's no way. If anyone ever, like, hacked our phones, my God.
Do you know as well, a while ago, realised quite how much storage on my phone
the voice notes they
take, yeah.
Yeah, but I keep thinking, but if you died, I'd like to re-listen.
Would you?
Yeah.
from the beginning?
I've thought about deleting them before and I thought, but she might die.
Wow.
Because we are nearly Lorelai's age in Gilmore Girls, so you know.
I don't know whether to feel kind of, what's the word?
I think you should be absolutely honoured by that.
Yeah, I don't know whether to feel honoured, whether to feel like you're expecting me to drop dead any day soon. Like, my life's too stressful. She's going soon. She's going.
No, to be fair, me and you, we take very few risks in life. I think we're good. Oh, God, that might be... I might not make it to the next podcast.
Oh, no.
They'll play that on the news.
We gotta stop. I am going to start taking more risks, because I said to Molly, I'm so anxious. I can't pass this down to my child. I'm going to have to start throwing him off cliffs, like safely in a bungee jump, but also just exposing him to some severe anxiety therapy from an early age.
I think that might create childhood trauma.
I don't know. He might just become an adrenaline junkie and love life.
I think if you put him into loads of clubs, then he'll be around lots of other people, because my anxiety is always based on other people.
I just think I'd be 80% happier in life if I had no anxiety. And you know, you'd do anything to give someone 80% more happiness.
I think I'd be more than 80% happier.
Yeah.
I'm so much happier since I've been going to therapy, because I'm less anxious. I can actually say I'm happy.
That's nice.
Even though some days are hard and some days I don't feel that happy. Whereas before, I think I wouldn't have said I was happy.
Sad. They say money can't buy happiness, but if you pay for therapy, it can.
That is so true. They need to have that in brackets underneath.
Yeah, there's a little disclaimer. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. And
it has been
fun. It's a real long record.
Yeah, I know. I'm really not looking forward to the edit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, you know, it's okay. Just got to edit out all the sneezes, the coughs, the sniffs.
Are we just calling the episode Sales? Because it's not a very long title.
Sales and Discounts.
Sales and Discounts, okay.
And then next month, we haven't decided yet, so that will be on our Instagram. Please send questions in when we ask for them, because we so appreciate that. Because I was absolutely lost without you. And then we'll put another poll up as well for the anxiety scale.
Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. And as Molly said, specifically, please leave us reviews, because we love reading them and we need them.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, just looks. It looks like we're more current if we have one this year. Actually, I think there is one from like March. They are all really lovely because on I don't think you leave reviews so much on Spotify. I think it's just a rating, although you can leave a comment underneath.
Where are these left then? On
Apple.
On Apple,
you can write reviews, but you know, if you've got no time, we forgive you. But you have to buy a pin badge if you don't leave a review. So it's one or the other. If you do both, you get special prize.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, and also we should say, so the pin badges are going to be on Bee's shop, but it's going to be a little bit of a pre-order so that I can come over and package up the parcels with her. There'll be details on the listing, so we haven't quite worked it out, but basically because I'm on Bee's shop, I don't want her doing all the work on her own, so we're going to make a day where we do it together.
That will be a very fun day. There'll be snacks. There'll be childcare.
Maybe we could go live on Instagram and pat them live and say, thank you, Beatrice, for your order. Bee's face looks terrified.
No one's ever called me Beatrice before on a podcast.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about you. Oh, I was like saying one of our listeners was Bee. I don't ever think of you as a Bee.
Oh, it was just a weird coincidence. It was my name.
Yeah, maybe seeing your name made me think of your name.
I said Molly's name in a voice note the other day and she sent me a voice note saying, you really scared me by saying my name.
No, every time someone says my name, like Sam, my husband, says refers to me as my name, I think, my God, you know my name. And when Bee did it, she said my name in a voice note, something like, Molly, you shouldn't do that or something. My brain goes, my God, she knows my name. And I think it's from back in school where I felt invisible and I felt like no one knew my name.
Absolute weirdo. Mm. Right, any final thoughts on sales or any final thoughts in general? Not final thoughts before death, because really you're not that close, but just final thoughts.
Just thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it because as soon as you stop listening, we're gone.
Mm.
So
that's a sad thought.
We'll just keep sending more voice notes to each other. We'll be the only people able to listen to our ramblings. But as long as you keep listening, we'll be here.
Hmm.
Helping you through small business life with our amazing advice.
Great.
Yeah.
Is that done? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Cool. I'll press stop.
Time to go to therapy for the last time, not the last time.
Yeah. You're going to still be going next February, aren't you?
Yeah.